This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Which is that Ghislaine Maxwell, who is Jeffrey Epstein's alleged madam, was just reportedly arrested by the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York and the FBI, and she will be charged. We do not yet know what the details of those charges are. However, as we've covered here time after time, Ryan, witness after witness, victim after victim has placed Ghislaine Maxwell at the center of the alleged human trafficking ring run by former pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. This is a landmark moment, which honestly I didn't think was going to be coming. I thought she was going to get away scot-free. I read all of these reports about how she was in Israel, about how she was in Brazil, about how she was in California, hiding and shuttling around the globe in the homes of powerful people everywhere. And all I hope is that there is a camera on this woman's cell for the next 24 hours a day, every day, because she's supposed to be in court later this week. If she's held in the MCC, there better be a live stream about what's going on in that cell, because I'm not going to believe a word if anything happens to that woman while she's in custody.
Yeah. Yeah. We're back, baby.
Yeah, we are. We're back.
I mean, the thing I want people to remember is that before Epstein died, It was reported that prosecutors had found in his safe CDs,
yes,
that said name of famous person,
yes,
dates, and the names of the girls. Mm-hmm. I say girls advisedly. We don't know what happened to those CDs.
No.
The doesn't take many leaps to guess that that is the blackmail that everybody thought that he was acquiring through his, you know, wiring and recording of everything, the airplane, the mansion, the island, whatever, keeping all these recordings. Who was he blackmailing? What is on those? And maybe this helps us get closer to figuring out actually what happened to him.
This is huge.
And that's right. This is huge. Matters. The House of Cards is coming down. And remember, one of the main reasons we were deplatformed was that they said that we put out conspiracy theories about the Clintons, Epstein, Weiner, Uma Abedin, the Podesta brothers, and international pedophile rings. You have to understand, the Podesta brothers, especially Tony, are public about their love of sex with children. They even flaunt it in our face with the 2007 full spread in the newspaper in the Washington Post showing toddlers tied up, being tortured and raped. Paintings of it, though. It's his deviant avant-garde art. And then they used a few little corrections we did on stories we covered that weren't exactly right to then put out national stories saying there is no pedophile rings. Remember that about CNN. Remember that about MSNBC, ABC News, all of them. Megyn Kelly, who made it their life's work to try to destroy InfoWars because we have been exposing Epstein specifically and the Podestas and all of these people for more than 15 years. And I will remind you again, at the heart of this, we discovered Bill Gates. So there is a lot to break down here, obviously, today. And please don't forget that Facebook and Twitter and big tech have all been complicit in suppressing anybody tries to talk about Jeffrey Epstein on YouTube, on the Google platforms, on Facebook, on Twitter. They suppress the news. They defend the pedophiles. They defend the devil worshipers. The New York Times comes out and savages me and says, I have defamed one of their high priestesses who admits she's into Aleister Crowley magic and that she takes it very seriously. And I've been told by these people they're going to kill me if I don't shut up. Well, guess what? I am on a collision course with you, and I'm not playing chicken. I'm driving this car at 200 miles an hour. there metaphysically straight at you. Escape is not my plan. You will face the American people. You will be destroyed. As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high-quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush. The year is 2020, and now the biggest domino yet has fallen as the international satanic pedophile rings of the New World Order are being rounded up by the tens of thousands, and it's even in mainstream BBC and DW German television. And now it's breaking in the United States. But first, we take you live to D.C., where the president is in the middle of a press conference on the surging U.S. economy that they promised could never come back. Here is the president.
Small businesses, I just got to witness some beautiful product. Today we received outstanding news from all over our country, really. The United States economy has added almost 5 million new jobs in the month of June. That's shattering all expectations and shattering all records, historic records. History of our country, we've never added anywhere near that. And last month, we also broke the record, but now we shattered it much higher than even last month. This is the largest monthly jobs gain in history. We added 2.1 million leisure and hospitality jobs, 740,000 retail jobs, 568,000 education jobs and healthcare jobs, 357,000 service jobs, and very importantly to me, because you know what's happening with manufacturing, we're bringing it back because we've made incredible trade deals. So manufacturing jobs are coming back, and we added 356,000 manufacturing jobs. Incredible, incredible numbers, all records. African American workers made historic gains, the likes of which we've never had before, with 404,000 new jobs in June. That's a record, and that's the highest number ever. We had 700,000 new jobs over the last 2 months for African American workers. That's the highest ever, and both months are the highest. We shattered last month's record. That was a record, and we shattered it. Hispanic employment is up by 1.5 million jobs. Great businessmen and women, and they're up 1.5, think of it, million jobs. Hispanic, 80% of small businesses are now open. New business applications have doubled since late March. America's economy is coming back much stronger than ever anticipated by most people, almost all people, because these numbers were, even the most optimistic people, these numbers are being doubled and tripled over what they thought would be possible. We're grateful to be joined today by Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross. Thank you very much, Wilbur. Thank you very much. You're doing a great job. Every company here today embodies true American excellence. Your stunning craftsmanship, I just witnessed some of it. It's incredible. It's treasured and prized all over the world. The product you make is like none other. And your spirit for America and the greatness of our country is unrivaled. With us are workers who make decorative American flags from Virginia, fly fishing reels from Florida, grills from Illinois, pies from North Carolina look very good to me, coffee from Oklahoma.
And again, the president is still going in his live press conference. We queued it back to the front for you. We'll have more excerpts of that coming up after he completes the speech. He's also going to take questions, so you better believe this little jewel is going to get brought up. Alex Jones to reveal exclusive details of Maxwell's capture and what's coming next as the pedophile house of cards begins to fall. Also on the Live Thursday edition, we will also examine the globalist attempt to stop the 4th of July and destroy the U.S. economy, which I believe they're going to fail in if we get the truth out. Now, let me just calmly say this, because I tend to get excited and overwhelmed by how much news there is to get to, and then I don't get to any of it. The criminal activity of big tech in unison suppressing basic medical information and basic medical freedom in the United States is breathtaking and even worse than I would have thought it would be possible. And people know I'm pretty pessimistic. The Chinese social credit score is already here. And big tech in unison isn't just banning doctors and scientists and epidemiologists and top hospitals from putting videos out confirming what the president said on issues like hydroxychloroquine or light therapy or you name it. They are systematically blocking even members of my family that aren't publicly political on sharing on their personal Facebooks what I'm about to cover later in the next hour. And we've got a whole stack of the news right here. We can do a document cam shot over there for people. Of CBS, The Atlantic even, and others confirming that they're counting people that don't have COVID as having COVID, and that they are saying if somebody has antibodies, they have COVID, which means they've defeated it, and that most of the tests from the CDC own website are counting people who've had coronavirus in the last decade and the flu. Now, I know you know all that, but it's now even being forced out in mainstream news articles. But when you even try to not just share an InfoWars article or a GatewayPundit.com article, they're now blocking CBS News, local channels about it, because doctors are coming out and talking about it. And governors are coming out and going, whoa, whoa, whoa. In Pennsylvania and a couple of states, they're going, whoa, whoa, whoa. West Virginia, we didn't know this. We've got to stop this. Where's Governor Abbott? I mean, he's going from really good in my eyes to really bad really quick, because he's not stupid. I'm about to go bullhorn his mansion every day till he does something. I mean, I'm getting pissed. Abbott knows full well that for every person that has COVID, they can say at least 15 have it fraudulently with a model. And it's one thing, you know, we put a video out. Okay, we've been demonized. We've been lied about. Okay, don't share InfoWars links. I mean, according to sheep out there. But when it's mainline scientists and governors, I spent last night and this morning with Rob Dew and others going over this, and we could do the whole show on this. I mean, this is the big enchilada. These are the folks that want to implant you with chips, the ones that want to forcibly inoculate you, the ones that want to have contact tracers everywhere. This is how they're going to roll out. They're monitoring where you go, what you do, alerts on your phone coming through telling you not to leave your house. That's happening all over the country in different sporadic areas, blue cities. Happened in Austin to my wife and myself last night. Telling me that, oh, it's record cases, record deaths, don't leave your house. All of it's bull. So they're forcing this onto your phone, but then when you try to share it, they're not letting you. And I've got the screenshots of people that we know personally and others. One of my family members who doesn't want to be on the air about this, but it happened to them too. They tried to share an Atlantic article, of all places. That's establishment saying, How did you ever do this? How did you screw up? Why are you counting people that don't have it? And that's being blocked because they have to have this lie continue. I was talking to a nurse yesterday. Now, I'll just tell you about all this in the next hour. I was talking to a medical nurse, RN, last night in person, just a friend. And she said, yeah, they said one person at the hospital had it. And so now we've all got to get tested, and we all have it. And she said some people are having anxiety attacks and going crazy, but they're not even sick. And I started showing her literature. She didn't even know about all this. And so this morning I was sending her links to all this so she could share it with the hospital. But the people perish for lack of knowledge. We cannot let the globalists get away with this. I mean, this is their whole agenda behind this COVID thing. We have the huge Ghislaine Maxwell key super spy, triple spy operative in the Epstein pedophile ring. That's coming up. We have exclusives on that. It's one hell of a Thursday transmission. Please stay with us.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, Band.video. So remember, ladies and gentlemen, that they want to control people and they want to get people compromised. And the only way to really do that, they think, is to have people have sex with children, because it also gets God to remove his protection from you so they can really get you into the satanic cult. It's not just about having dirt on you. It's not just about blackmail. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover it next segment. I'm going to show you where she got arrested in New Hampshire. It's in Paul Joseph Watson's article. I'm going to go over some of the details of that for you next segment. But I also want to just let you know this. I know some folks in New York, I'll just leave it at that, who work in and around the Southern District of New York. And as you know, we also know the state police in New Jersey and New York. And so I made some phone calls this morning as soon as this broke at about 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern. And they said, absolutely, it has to do with Berman being removed a few weeks ago as the U.S. attorney over the Southern District of New York. Absolutely, it has to do with the fact that there's been a manhunt for her for almost a year, and that some experts believe that she'd been hiding out in certain areas where certain districts were not really trying to get her. Because if the FBI really wants to get you, I mean, unless you're living in a cave somewhere, they're going to get you. And so the fact that Trump and Barr have gone in there and removed Berman is a big sign that the dominoes are going to start falling very, very quickly. In fact, they already are falling very, very quickly. This is a very, very exciting time to be alive, but we'll get to that next segment. Some of the other big issues that I want to cover here and break down today is not just next hour when I get into the COVID hoax and the level of suppression, the level of censorship, the criminal level of blocking consumers from having basic information. I mean, this is just so un-American, so dangerous. And then how it dovetails with trying to cancel the 4th of July, which they're doing in many blue cities and blue states. And what our response should be to that. Because look at this photo right here. Mainstream media sites, dubious study, claiming protests didn't contribute to COVID-19 rebound. Now, that's hilarious. I looked at the study this morning. It actually says it helped. So big gatherings of leftists helped stop COVID-19. I'm not joking. But if you go out and do anything or go to a church, you're bad. Now, again, this is just murdering reality, murdering truth. It's like the study that Bill Gates had put out 3 months ago saying that hydroxychloroquine kills everybody or hurts people. Turned out it was a totally fake study. They had to withdraw it. So all of this is fraud, and we have to punish the individuals that are involved in this. They have to know that they're going to get in trouble for what they've done. But if the people don't know they've been lied to, they'll get away with it and use the fake crisis to take over society. Now, I know I'm stating really obvious things here, but you listen to this show, you're informed, you care, you're involved. But look at this Black Lives Matter synthetic Soros event. Photo of your TV viewer. 20,000 people are estimated to march in that. That, they said, was good. They said it was good in Chicago. They said it was good everywhere. And in New York currently, and in Chicago currently, and in Los Angeles currently, They're not ticketing Black Lives Matter groups that are out demonstrating in mass. But they are giving tickets to people that try to go to the beach in the same city. This isn't just discriminatory. This is outrageous political oppression. It's being done in Miami. It's being done in Chicago. It's being done in New York. It's being done in Austin. It's being done in L.A. It's being done in Seattle. It's being done in Portland. It's being done everywhere the left are in control. They are still arresting and going in and grabbing people in New York churches and synagogues. Still. But de Blasio says how great the Soros-funded Black Lives Matter. You know, a major rapper has joined a bunch of other black leaders. We're going to play that coming up next hour. He's come out and said, this is all run by Soros to hijack organic black movements so they can discredit our movements with this evil anti-family clown show while at the same time tearing down America. And that's what this is. So that's all coming up as well. But I just cannot stress to listeners and viewers of this broadcast enough that we, you as an audience, all of us together, have been persecuted and demonized and lied about and targeted by these globalist criminals because we exposed their modes of control, dumbing us down, dividing us, getting us into debt, corrupting a government and corporate and academic and ecclesiastical leaders into the sex cult of blackmail and Satanism. And as this full horror, and it's only stuck its nose around a corner right now, but as this full horror begins to come out, as this information begins to be drug out into the sunlight, it's going to be absolutely horrible. And that's why you're going to see cartoonish things put out into the pop culture that are meant to discredit it, like, oh, there's all these thousands of tunnels underground and hundreds of thousands of children that have never seen light that are living under these caves. That's not going on. Are there underground bases globalists have where they abuse kids and do horrible cloning experiments and cyborg stuff? Absolutely. Are there kids in dungeons underground? Better damn believe it. But, you know, there's been explosions and earthquakes lately because the special forces are fighting the pedophiles underground. That's all made up crap. But Jeffrey Epstein and all of his CDs with world leaders having sex with children as young as five and the snuff films and the devil worship and the torture chairs and the satanic temple on his island and the weird cloning facility at Zorro Ranch in New Mexico, that's all real. Eyes wide shut, all of it, and it's coming out. And so, quite frankly, I want to make a few more phone calls before I... Because I'm not trying to do a cliffhanger here. I'm not trying to up the suspense and say, oh, I'll cover it next segment. I'll cover it the next segment. I'm really not ready to talk about the next leg of this yet because I want to get it exactly right. Because this is a big deal. And I'm not afraid of repercussions releasing this information. I just want to talk to a few more people before I do to make sure I get it exactly right. But obviously, I can't sit on information like this very long. So most people will be sitting in their office thinking right now about, you know, how you handle something like this for a week or two. And the only reason I'm saying I get a little wild sometimes is I don't have time to sit here as all this keeps coming in and I already know the backstory and I have all these incredible contacts and all these sources and my own research. I don't have time to sit on this stuff, but that means I got to just shovel it out. And still, it's not a good feeling, though, when you get such bombshell info that you know is confirmed and real, to then not think about how you release it a little bit. You know what I mean? But when you're in a war and things are happening so fast, you just got to do the best job you can. So pray for us. Pray for InfoWars. I need your prayers, folks. I really need your prayers. This is a big deal. And the globalists are going to counterstrike.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air And we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil, and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here, and we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Takeaway. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Whenever you try to share an InfoWars link or a NewsWars link, or you tell somebody about the New World Order or pedophile rings or Satanism or the AI takeover, world government, and they go, oh, that sounds like Alex Jones bull. Oh, like talking about Epstein 14 years, 15 years before he was big in the news. Years before he got busted for sex trafficking the first time and the cover-up. Because he was in the documents and in the reports as a triple agent of U.S., British, and Israeli intelligence, and he was running the summits with Bill Gates and other top scientists, and I knew what Bill Gates was up to. I just follow the information. I would have never imagined world leaders meeting secretly and Israeli prime ministers and British princes in a seven-story torture dungeon. But I was told this by FBI agents, by state police, by private investigators. And quite frankly, when I was getting told this over a decade before I ever heard Epstein's name 25 years ago, I thought these are really interesting people, and I don't think they're lying, but I think they're a little crazy. I'll never forget, I was on 98.9 KJFK in 1997, and I had, the show had number one ratings at the time, and it was just about to get syndicated out of there. I was syndicating it myself. And the local big talk station, you know, that was number one everywhere else, wanted to hire me, but wasn't sure. 590 was the biggest station, KLBJ. And the new up-and-coming station was KJFK, two Democrat presidents. LBJ used to own KLBJ. And the program director from there called me up, Mark Caesar, nice guy. And he says, you know, we were thinking about hiring you, but man, come on, that's not a real FBI agent that's on your show. I mean, he called me up at the end of the show, my cell phone, he goes, that wasn't a real FBI agent, Ted Gunderson. And I said, yeah, I used to run the Southern District, he used to run the Southern District of California. He actually ran COINTELPRO. So he's actually a high-level FBI agent. He was even looked at for, you know, deputy director and stuff. I mean, he was in the fold. But he was talking about sex rings, devil worshipers, the finders, the CIA, child kidnapping rings. And, of course, all of it earlier this year, thousands of pages got released by the FBI on Twitter. And it was everything Gunderson said, including the towns he was saying on my show. And Gunderson didn't learn about this till later in his career. He thought, this is BS. There's not satanic rings. But he was in L.A., and he'd go check it out, and it was absolutely true, and they were killing kids. And then he basically took early retirement so he could go fight these people full-time because the FBI started trying to get him to not, you know, they think, well, people just can't believe this, Ted. This isn't real. So I understand why people can't believe this because it's unbelievable. You know, Twitter just banned General Flynn's lawyer 2 days ago. She's the one that's gone and met with the FBI and the state police in New York, very ones I told you about back in the campaign 4 years ago, who've seen Wiener's laptop that had all of Hillary's blackmail on it. And I'm not supposed to. For the few weeks they had it, people that have been on the worst homicide investigations, pedophilia investigations, you can imagine, literally had breakdowns after just watching a few hours of it, and they had to, in shifts, look at it because it was so horrible. We're talking raping and dismembering and torturing little boys and girls, okay? Now, she talked to him. She's a credible top lawyer. She met with people that saw this, okay? Just because she knows about it, Twitter's banned her. That's who Jack Dorsey is, folks. These people know all this. A lot of them are involved in it, and that's who they are. That's who's in your email. That's who's in your text messages. That's who's in your private messages. That's who's surveilling you. That's who's censoring you. That's who's controlling you. These are bad people. Put that back up. We forget 9 out of 12 people who saw Anthony Weiner's laptop are dead. They are. Dead, 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 dead. They're not just raping 12-year-old girls, folks, and drugging them. In that seven-story building in New York alone, they wonder, why are there these dentist chairs? Those aren't dentist chairs. Have you looked at those chairs? Those are torture restraint chairs. You think these people stop it? You think Epstein was having sex with dozens of new girls he was recruiting every week in Palm Beach alone because he really wanted to have sex with two or three young girls a day? He was recruiting them for networks all over the world. He recruited over 2,000 girls according to the police investigation that just looked into 5 years in Palm Beach alone. Thousands of little girls. And what was their job? To go out and get more girls. And he kept glamorous models around. One of them he bought when she was 11 years old out of the Balkans. But a lot of these women like it later. To go out and lure the women, beautiful women, to lure teenage girls into their thing. Just like you'll use a little kid in an ice cream truck to lure a kid into the ice cream truck. Oh, I got a puppy. I got a toy. I'm a kid. I'm a little kid. You're not scared of me. Get in the truck. Well, they use women to lure underage women. So remember, that's the evil animals that are still doing this. He was just a high-level manager and a very high work product person. He did a great job. He was probably, according to what we know, the most successful Renfield in the history of this operation. He was a procurer and a manager. He was the maitre d'. He was the concierge. And just remember that when you see the Google executives and the Apple executives and the Twitter executives and the Facebook executives, you don't get there unless you like to have sex with children. Bare minimum. Hard drugs, hallucinogens, satanic rituals. You don't even get in the club unless you think everybody else are animals that are like pieces of meat you buy at the grocery store. They see you like a T-bone steak. And if you're not young and beautiful and full of life, they can suck out, destroy. They see you as trash, less than valuable. So you just remember, the guy that wants to put things in your body would stay in New York and in Paris on record at Epstein's house and would spend weeks there. His name's Bill Gates. And their name is Prince Andrew. And that's who they are. Remember, he's got a vaccine for you. And he wants the black people to take it first because he loves you. I mean, he funds Black Lives Matter, that gives black people a really good name. He's a nine. Look, Trevor Noah, he's good. I mean, he might have had a great grandma or something that was black. So it's okay. Just take the shot, black people. I mean, sure, Bill Gates and his dad both said that they want to get rid of black people, but it's okay. It's their world. It's Ghislaine Maxwell's world. Look at her right over there. But, you know, Ghislaine is just like her father. He fell off a boat, 10, 15 years ago, into the ocean, named after Ghislaine. That's right. And he, of course, was in MI6 and Mossad, and was buried with military honors in Israel at the Mount of Olives. And that's where we are. And the ADL is Israeli intelligence, an arm of it. And that's why the Israeli prime minister got caught at his house as well, Epstein's. And they're the ones that are banning everybody. They are in charge. The ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, are in charge of America. And their job is to cover up what you see happening right there on your screen.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Republic, from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Remember when those children are being raped and bled to death, that they cry out to God to defend them. And God has opened many windows and many doors to let us see into this nightmare. Do we have the courage? Do we have the courage to face the truth and save the children? Before this metastasizing satanic cancer burst onto the scene, which it's beginning to do, and externalizes the hierarchy, and openly tells you that it's all based on Satanism, pedophilia, bloodletting, and child sex abuse. J.K. Rowling has had her road to Damascus moment, like Saul of Tarsus, and has now come out and said the trans movement is about abusing women and children and about abusing the people they trick into the trans cult, who have the highest rates of suicide, drug abuse, and death, not because of people being mean to them, but because of the culture and the system and what it does to the average person. And that it's all about giving up our humanity. It's not about a man becoming a woman or a woman becoming a man. It's about us becoming cyborgs. It's about our children saying, we want to be a robot, and I'm a trans robot. I get a brain chip. That's what it's about. And then you can't say no. You can't make them wait till they're 18. That's not what's coming. That's here. I remember 17 years ago, a member of my family was in a restricted briefing in Texas for the Army. And they told them, because it was commissioned officers, but with all the top non-commissioned officers, it was a bunch of master sergeants and above that. And they said, okay, as you know, some of the special forces have been given chips, track them, but we're going forward. We've got secret projects, brain chips. And by 2020, this is going to be rolled out publicly, and we're just going to start basically chipping everybody. And he told me this, and I knew this, and I've been told this by the military. And I said, are you sure I can say that? Just don't say where it was. They figured it out. He got in trouble. Not too much trouble, but. You know they tried to hire my dad in like 1983, 84, to move to Maryland and to be in an underground base doing classified stuff with human cyborgs. And by the way, it wasn't like he was that special. They were trying to hire basically all the people whose backgrounds checked out as loyal Americans during the Cold War who were doing dental implants. And my dad wanted to move there. My mom didn't, even though it was the equivalent of like $3 million a year they were going to pay him with inflation. It was like $400,000+ a year and expenses. But he would be up to a month in a bunker and then a couple weeks out, month in a bunker and then out. I mean, what do you think they're doing in there? He never found out. They just said it's not just implanting stuff in jaws and teeth. Think they're playing games here, folks? And look, a lot of that is people choosing to do that, and for whatever missions, some of these projects are probably good. But the point is that there's evil, crazy scientists hiding all over the place in this, and they're running things. And they're doing these other laboratory tests and other projects, finding who's really psychotic and evil, and then taking them out and putting them in other projects. So it's like panning for gold, but they're panning for evil. And that's really what all this is about. You think they told him for 40-something years until he got exposed to inject black people with syphilis and watch them die from it to really see what syphilis does to somebody? They did it to test scientists and nurses that would follow orders. It's a seduction. You've had callers, but it's been in the news who are, you know, like a graduate student. And they go, hey, let me take you to this secret lab. I think you can check this out for yourself. And you take them to the lab, and they go, here's the animal hybrids of pigs and humans. And if you go along with that, this is only 5% human. Next they show you, hey, let us show you this. It's a pygmy pig that's half human. And you're in a room with a pig that's got human eyes, and it's even gerbling and, you know, talking. But it sounds like a monkey, but it's talking. I've talked to people that have been in the rooms with pigs that look like people because they are. Now, that's in the news now. I remember because we snuck up on them. They didn't know what was going on. And by snuck up, I didn't know what we were doing back then. 23 years ago or so, I see in a military journal about how upstate New York, they've got part goat, part spider creatures that create body armor in their milk. So I call up and say, will you come on? The director of it came on. He calls back a week. He goes, I shouldn't have done that interview, Mr. Jones. Will you take down the interview? Back then it was MP3 files from GCN. He's like, I got the military's really mad. We broke the spider ghost story. It was a footnote in a scientific journal. Then later, years later, listeners at the time thought the dude was fake and thought I made it up. Now you type in spider goat, there's 10,000 stories about it. And now they're like, oh, we're now making goats that are more spider than they were. Oh, the most human mouse has now been made. And then you read, and it's mainly human. It's a little human. So what did I tell you years ago Bill Gates is into from all the pieces? Because they'll they'll say one in one piece, and then they'll say more in another piece. But when you put it all together, you figure out what they're doing. A lot of times the government will also literally do that. They'll declassify part of a document, and then years later the other part, and somebody didn't black out this part or that part. You can put the two pieces together and figure it out. That's literally happens sometimes, but I'm talking about figuratively a lot of times as well. That as best we can tell, I mean, we know this. It's even in the whitewash documentary about Epstein on Netflix right now that Bill Clinton's autobiographer wrote. So it's a whitewash as bad as it is. You think, this is pretty bad. Not 1%, folks. The women are like, yeah. And then he wanted me to have a baby. But the only thing is, I'd have to give it away to them and never see it again. Yeah, what do you think? And they kind of just leave it at that. Like, oh, because you know satanic covens have women that have babies in private and secret just to have the baby and then kill it. I mean, you know that, right? That's on record. There's been cases. But that's not what this was. They were going to implant her artificially. They told her this with a very special baby. Now, who knows what it's going to be? A Bill Gates clone, whatever. Because you know that's what rich guys have. And their clones are out walking around, don't even know who they are. Because you don't just create a clone and have it in some freezer. It goes bad. You've got to have them out walking around, growing up in a family. So when you need the organs, you get them and kill them and take the organs. Or they think they're going to be able to put their old brain in a new body. I mean, that's what all this is. And so he was running at Zorro Ranch with hundreds of women, artificial insemination projects. Now, see, that's the rest of the story. What are they doing in there? The word is all sorts of experiments, cloning, you name it. That's why you see the headline of the British government wants to pay for artificial wombs to be put in trans men so they can be women. And they're just getting you used to, oh, yeah, taxpayers, we pay for an artificial womb so some crazy dude can grow a baby in them. That's just getting you used to all of this. And then now you've got all these humanoids that are already walking around, and they're not going to have rights. But they're all been programmed genetically to operate the way the globalists want. The mind control, the science fiction, it's beyond anything you can even imagine. And so that's why he was hanging out with all the top scientists. That's why he was getting all these billions of dollars in secret projects. That's why he was involved in all the secret Harvard endowments. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is a giant breakaway civilization running a major cloning operation. Yeah, the latest article, you can type it in, as governments say that they want to pay for womb transplants, all the rest of this. This is just mad science, Phil, where you got to be in a pod, you can't leave your house. How many times did I tell you over the years? I got to stop. We're going to come right back. Listen, it's the big 4th of July mega sale right now. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points. Today's special is X3 back in stock, super high quality, 50% off. Also, lung cleanse back in stock, 50% off. It's amazing. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so good for you and your body. For adults and children, back in stock, 50% off. Azo Beach, 50% off, back in stock. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Winter Sun, vitamin D3 and vitamin K, so good for your immune system. It's back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, taking over the tongue, energy, stamina, libido, everything, 50% off. Back in stock, Vaso Beach, 50% off. Bodies, back in stock, Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Free shipping, store-wide. Double Patriot points on your next order. Storable food, ready to ship again. InfoWarsStore.com. Get ready and fund the InfoWar. Hour number two, straight ahead. Spread the links.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.